is Fesco and Dusty.
I got Mahomes' balls in my hands.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
Better be careful with that take a bite out of my ass, Bobby. You might run into Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Or Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
He bites too.
Yep.
I mean, if Puka bit my ass, I don't know what I'd do.
I would have so many questions. Probably, like, why you're in that situation.
Yeah.
That's the first question. Take a bite out of my ass.
Okay. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he's serious.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
Mm.
And it's not a BBL stinky, I'll tell you. Dude wipes to the rescue, man.
Gross.
BBL stinky. Our friend Sam Block has this poll question up. Sam Block works over at ESPN. Really some good thought-provoking stuff. And I want to ask you guys this. Mac, I want to see your face. Can you get over here, please, so I can see your face? Get reaction, Dusty.
Yes,
I want
sir.
To see your... Which quarterback has had the better career, Joe Burrow or Andrew Luck?
Yeah,
that's a great question. Mm.
Joe Burrow
went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And he beat Mahomes and Arrowhead.
How long are we going to give Joe Burrow that, though? I mean, like, when does that conversation end about Joe Burrow?
Somebody else does it.
I mean, he beat Mahomes 20 years later. Well, he beat Mahomes yeah. in the Super Bowl, you know. Like, how long is that going to be Joe Burrow's calling card is what I'm asking. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but that's his claim to fame. 2021, right?
Yeah.
January of 21?
21. And then, yep, that's 22 is the last time they've made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So Andrew Luck's career, he had a 60.8% completion percentage. He went 53-33, so 20 games above 500. Threw for 23,671 and 171 touchdowns. And I don't know how many years was that? Five? He played what? One, two, three, four, five, six seasons.
Okay. I was going to say eight because I thought it was longer than what I anticipated, but six, yeah, that feels
Joe better. Burrow has played six seasons.
Okay.
And he is currently could be the all-time record for completion percentage. He is at 68.5. That is highlighted in gold on Pro Football Reference. And for those of you that don't know, that means he has potential to be the career leader. So if you go look at Tom Brady's Pro Football Reference page, a lot of gold, a lot of numbers, yards, touchdowns, completions, all that sort of stuff. Joe Burrow, 20,810 yards, 157 touchdowns. So again, Andrew Luck in six seasons threw 171, Joe Burrow 157, Joe Burrow 51 interceptions, Andrew Luck 83.
Wow, that's a big number.
Who was Andrew Luck's best wide receiver? Ty Hilton?
Probably T.Y.
Wasn't
T.Y.
there a guy that had like an apostrophe on, like an accent on his name that was on the bottom of his jersey, like Pierre Garçon or something like that?
I loved Pierre Garçon.
Was that the guy? Was he like the number one receiver for Andrew Luck at that time?
I mean, he was one of the guys that he threw to.
To your point, Mac, he doesn't have the two guys that Cincinnati has now. Yeah,
that's my yeah. big point. Yeah.
That's a great question. Joe Burrow has done amazing stuff, but we've never seen Joe Burrow without Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm. Played with the end of Reggie Wayne in 2014.
Okay.
Had 780 yards with Reggie. Yeah, like the end of him. Yeah, it was really T.Y., 1,300 yards that year.
Okay.
He was in his prime. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. These other guys are.
Who else did he have? Yeah, he didn't have anybody like that. It's a great combination.
Kobe Fleener.
Oh, I remember Kobe.
Kobe Fleener had a decent season in 2014.
Yeah, that's Matt's brother. But seriously, like, when you look at those two guys, it's an interesting comp. It really is. Like,
it is interesting.
Joe Burrow's living off of beating Patrick Mahomes five seasons ago. At Arrowhead. I mean, literally living off of that. Has missed a ton of games since then. Has great wide receivers. I'd like to see Joe Burrow on another team without Ja'Marr Chase, right? And just see kind of what he could do. Like, put him on this team in Kansas City with no-name wide receivers, so to speak, and see how good Joe Burrow is in that situation. And then give Patrick Mahomes, you know, Chase and Higgins and those guys and see how good Patrick Mahomes is with those guys. Cause I think it would be wild to see Patrick with those type of wide receivers. So to your point, man, yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow's got the supporting cast. Andrew Luck really never didn't have that supporting cast out there.
I'll go better career Burrow guy. I'd rather have Luck.
Why?
I just think Luck is I think Luck's got the clutch gene as well. I think Luck was more durable. I think I liked everything about Andrew Luck. I think he was on a road to be Mahomes' number one opponent.
I think you're right about that. I think you're definitely right about that.
Yeah.
But then he's like,
He's like,
the other
I
thing,
like my brain.
The other thing about Andrew Luck is that he played 9 more games than Burrow.
Yep, 9 more games, yeah. Like 3,000 more passing yards.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's interesting to have that conversation, but I think I would take Burrow. I just think he's got a better arm. I think Luck had a good arm.
Ooh.
But I think Burrow's got a better arm. I think he throws a better deep ball.
Is it fair to say that Andrew Luck is so far gone, I don't really remember much about him other than him beating us in that 28-point comeback? And then losing, obviously, at Arrowhead in the playoffs and Mahomes' first playoff victory after we saged the place back in the day. And then that was it. Like, maybe that's on me. I don't really remember much of the Andrew Luck career at the professional level.
Andrew Luck, when he retired the year after Pat McAfee retired. That's how long Andrew Luck's been out. McAfee was there in 2017, and then Luck retired after the 2018 season when Mahomes would beat him in the divisional round.
So did he play the 18 season?
Mm-hmm. That was the last season.
I mean, that's a long time, man.
Because Mahomes went to the AFC Championship game that year, lost to Brady, but the first win at Arrowhead in like 30 years.
Think about that, though, Dusty. Mm-hmm. Seven years ago, and they're still looking for that quarterback. They're still trying to find their quarterback after 7 years. I can't imagine. Like, franchises have been upended by, oh, my God. Like, let's look at the Royals, for example, right? When Yordano Ventura passed away, they never really overcame that. I mean, it happened in January. You've got to go out there. You've got to sign guy. I mean, it's a tragic event, and then it has that impact on your team. I feel like that's kind of a similar thing right now with Andrew Luck. Like, if you're the Indianapolis Colts, you're like, we're good at quarterback. We don't have to worry about that. We've got our next generational guy. My God, we're going to be the Green Bay Packers and go from Favre to Rodgers. We're going to go from Manning to Andrew Luck. And then all of a sudden, Andrew Luck wakes up and goes, I'm out. I'm not playing anymore. And now, for the last 7 years, you're still trying to fix that position. I mean, that is such a terrible place to be in if you're the Indianapolis Colts. 7 years and you still haven't fixed that quarterback position.
Stop putting Band-Aids on it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
I mean, the Anthony Richardson one was a miss. That's the only guy they really drafted.
Right. So, but what's the answer, though? Because when you look at the guys that are coming out, have the Colts even had an opportunity to go out there and draft one of the top quarterbacks? Or should they be willing to give up a lot of their draft to move up and get a top quarterback? Because if you don't have the right guy as the quarterback position in the NFL, you're screwed.
The answer to that is it's the hardest position to draft and develop in the league.
Yeah, it is. What if they sign Baker?
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen.
They just paid Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Alec Pierce. Yeah. And, you know, they've paid everyone, and they're kind of all in on this, which is not going to go well, in my opinion.
Is anybody all in on Daniel Jones other than the few people at the Colts?
I don't think they're necessarily all in. I think it's more so
they
like...
They have to be.
it's more so like the Jalen Hurts effect. He's got Ty Warren, Keenan Allen now, Pierce, Jonathan Taylor, a really good offensive line. So they built something around somebody that can manage to keep it going. Because, I mean, he did go 8-5 last year as their quarterback.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt, and Jonathan Taylor was gassed. Now, again, they gave him a bulk of the offense, as you should, with him back there. But, I mean, I think that's kind of this – they're not the same team, obviously, because Philadelphia is pretty solid all around the all, you know, 22, you could say. But, like, I mean, that's what they're doing with Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. They're giving him – people around him that are, you know, playmaker. I think Ty Warren's a sleeper tight end. I think people will forget about him. I think you should take Ty Warren over Brock Bowers. Put that in your hot take bank.
Wow.
That knee concerns me. That knee concerns me with Brock Bowers. I don't think he's right. And I don't know if he ever gets right again. I'm just concerned about that because he fits that mold of like this generational guy that's going to come into the league. And man, he was a not miss out of Georgia. He was so good. And then 1 year, and then injury, and then now we're seeing videos at camp, and like even the fan base of the Vegas Raiders, which is bleak at any point in the year, is like, man, this Bowers guy, is this going to be the story of his career? Never going to be right. Never going to give us what we thought he's going to give us. It concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
And Ty Warren is a beast.
Yeah, Ty Warren's great.
And yeah, we'll see what Daniel Jones and the Colts do this year because I don't know if they're under any pressure, but they definitely had a good thing going last year that dissipated very fast.
Who's under pressure there? Is it the coach? Is it the GM? Is it the quarterback?
It's the GM for sure.
Yeah.
Ballard is on his last leg.
He put himself out there and said, I wouldn't sign myself to an extension at this point
especially
in time.
Especially with the Anthony Richardson stuff.
Yeah, so he's the guy that's under the most pressure there.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that team has expectations. Yeah, I think they all have pressure.
You can still come home, Ballard. You know, I'm sure there's a spot here for you. You can still come home. Coming up next, Cyrus Allen's moving up the depth chart because of injuries. We'll explain here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Mansoor Delane, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.